This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I'm joined by my colleague Mary Anastasia O'Grady. She is the America's editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. She's a member of the editorial board. Looking at a vote within these next hours, all eyes on the Organization of American States, OAS. And the vote is to determine which way the larger body and the body, the active members within the body, see the world. Mary, a very good evening to you. My contact with the OAS is limited, and I learn from you, but I do have a photograph from 1962 during the height of the Cuban Missile Crisis when even President Kennedy assumed that their nuclear weapons were out and there was a possibility of global war within the next days. The OAS board is pictured meeting around a large circular, well, oval-shaped table, and it's presented as a crisis meeting. Since then, I have not read or seen, my error, the OAS, but I presumed as we began this century that it had seen its better days. Is that accurate, Mary? And this vote that you're writing up right now, it would seem that it's now back in the contest between the revisionist states, that would be Russia and China, and the United States and its allies. Good evening to you, Mary.
Well, good evening, John. That's a lot to unpack there. Let me start with just noting that the Organization of American States is supposed to be a hemispheric organization looking at preserving or promoting democracy in the region. In 2001, on September 10th, just the day before the attacks on the World Trade Center, they met in Peru and they all signed a declaration of support for democracy. I think they call it the Democratic Charter. So they've signed on to this. Cuba is not a member, or maybe Cuba is a member nominally, but it doesn't participate. Nicaragua has actually been kicked out. Venezuela also doesn't participate. So the rest of the countries that are in the OAS are supposed to be promoting democracy, but that doesn't always happen. And one of the problems is that all the countries have the same amount of votes. So the United States has the same power when it votes as the island of Dominica in the Caribbean, and all 14 states in the Caribbean, for that matter. And so what you end up having is kind of a jockeying for power between the far left, which is basically the pro-Cuba members of the or anti-American, maybe is a better way to describe them. They don't want U.S. hegemony to impose itself on the region. And on the other side, you have the U.S. And pro-democracy countries that are trying to promote stability and rule of law in the hemisphere. And this struggle has been going on for, I would say, we had an OAS Secretary General, a Chilean leftist called Jose Miguel Insulza, and he was there. He took the organization very far to the left. After that, we had Luis Almagro, who was an Uruguayan, who actually came from the left but was very brave in standing up for democracies. And we just elected a new OAS Secretary General. He's from Suriname. They say that he's a good diplomat, but he's basically, in my opinion, too much aligned with China and Brazil and the left. So, you know, the organization doesn't really have a common support of democracy in the region. And that's been problematic in the way that it goes about doing its job.
And the vote that's coming up on, well, within hours, this would appear to be a way of the OAS indicating which way it's going to go, not only in terms of right and left, but in terms of the People's Republic of China and the United States. Is it that bare a vote?
Well, the problem, the vote that's coming up is the Inter-American Human Rights Commission vote. So there are only seven members on that commission, but they have enormous amount of power because they review all the countries and they discuss in their reviews. First of all, they choose which countries they will do, deep dives into according to what they consider to be crises going on, situational reports. depending, they choose according to, they choose in a very political manner. And then they evaluate what's going on and they file this report. And the way in which they end up judging what happens has a lot, has a big impact on, it can impact trade agreements, because if countries are branded as, you know, not democratic or being human rights violators, they can be punished in trade agreements. They can also be punished in terms of the preferential rates they get when borrowing from organizations like the Inter-American Development Bank. And it has a sort of a delegitimizing effect on the government. And I'll give you an example. In 2019, there were huge riots in Chile. These were obviously planned riots. They were supported by outsiders. These guys, you know, it was supposed to be so-called spontaneous, but they blew up subway cars. They torched churches. I mean, it was a real organized mob attack on the establishment in Chile. And the president at the time, Sebastian Piñera, sent out military to try to restore order and to protect businesses and to protect human life. The commission denounced what Piñera did and basically defended the uprising as historically valid because of past violations of, or I should say past, they called it historical context of racism and inequality and so forth. So it was very much a left-wing narrative about why these riots happened, rather than a defense of the elected government of Sebastian Piñera and the need to restore the rule of law. And that was a very, that had a very negative impact on the government, on the country of Chile. And it happened again in Colombia, and it happened again in Peru. You remember in Peru, they removed the sitting president because he was violating the constitution. There was a huge uprising. And again, the military had to go and try to restore order. And the commission denounced what the military had done. So it matters who's on this commission, because it's the lens through which they judge the country and its record on human rights. So that's why it's very important that the people on the commission are people who respect constitutions, the sovereignty of countries, and their right to defend their democratically elected governments.
And the choice is between China's favorite and America's choice? Is it that straight up?
Well, I would say Brazil is really the one that's playing the big role. I mean, in the election of the Secretary General, China played a role because China influences other countries in the region. In this case, Brazil is really against the U.S. candidates would be Rosa Maria Paya, the daughter of the very famous Cuban dissident Oswaldo Paya, who was killed in 2012, and a Colombian. And those are the U.S. Those are the best pro-democracy candidates. But Brazil is trying to get more far-left commissioners named to the commission. And if they succeed and they get a majority on the commission, it won't be good for the job of the OAS, which is defend democracy.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.